This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. In the camping tent studio today. Yes, camping. Love camping. The smell of the smoke, the smell of the hair burning on your arms as you're trying to put the wood in the fire to get warm again. Only in the mornings, unless you're camping out there in, you know, November, December. Are you? I'd like to hear if you have been camping in the cold winter months. You know, it's coming to an end in the camping world. Again, that's not a selfless plug for Camping World, by the way, but they do have a lot of goodies at Camping World. Woo! Boy, do they. Anyway, welcome in to the camping tent studio. I'm sitting in the umbrella tent that smells like old canvas tent. And I'm telling you what, ooh, it smells not like cars. And that's, you know, I'm kind of down on that. But anyway, I like camping. So, camping. I started in an umbrella tent back in the day. Mom cooking over the open fire, smoking her eyes, cooking the food for the kids. I'm one of them. Everybody trying to collect firewood to keep the fire going to eat. Things have changed. Yeah, I'll take that one of 400 Class A motorhomes in that line. I'll take that one over there in that number 400 line there. I'll take the 398 number. Yeah, here's my $1.1 million. Boy, is that glam camping? Is that what you call that? I don't know. I'd like to hear your stories today here on Auto World, since I am, well, giving you some camping history today. Like, you know, really, what is the purpose of camping anyway? We're going to get to that. Where did the term camping originate from? I'm going to give you the name who started that here in a little bit. But share your stories with us. Love to hear them. Where did you go camping, and when the first time it was that you did go camping, and did you go with your mom and dad, and did you take your kids, your grandkids, and do you like sitting around in those webbed, fold-out type of chairs sitting on the campfire? It is a good time, isn't it? It really is. Then running off the end of the dock into the lake, doing the cannonball. Now, that's life. How'd you get there, though? You had to have an Auto World in order to get there, your car, or truck, or motorhome, however you did it. If you're actually backpacking, too, and you're hiking, I know that you use your brand-new Nike boots, and you've got your backpack on your back to get up the camp trail, but you had to drive there. You had to get to the trailhead. How has your Auto World been doing? Let's get it fixed. Today here in Auto World, that's not only what it's all about here in Auto World. You're the star of the show. The number is 855-660-4261. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, Instagram me if you would, kid. You can. And Facebook me. Instagram address is Auto World Media. Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over to look at that Volkswagen. It's got a striped awning coming out of the top of that thing. Some of you probably own those Volkswagen vans where the roof pops up. Yeah. Did you like it? Let us know right here on Auto World. Axelrod Alex, he's going to grab the phone and take your calls. Absolutely. But first, right here on Auto World, I got trivia to start this second hour of Auto World off. Why was the national speed limit of 55 miles per hour enacted in 1974? Huh. Why was the national speed limit of 55 miles an hour enacted in 1974? Oil shortage. Yep. Cars have been an obsession for humans for many years, as you know. All of us like them. Oh, yeah. Henry Ford, he started it. Lewis Chevrolet. William Durant. I could go on forever here. You know, the Overland. Yeah, I got to sit in Overland with my wife at the Henry Ford little museum they have. That little museum, you know, it takes you about a week to go through. Overland. Well, they're the company that, in fact, is still around. Willie's Jeep. Uh-huh. Well, we've liked the cars forever. Their operation also comes at a high cost, of course. Oil, the cars do, of course, as you know. Oil is a resource, which means we're constantly fighting wars of expanding into new territories to control it, of course, as you know. Maybe that's why the EV word's coming around. It's nice to be diving into electric cars. Maybe not, you know. But think about that. Now, a lot of it, that's a pretty big topic. It takes oil to build tires and a lot of other things also. So today on Our World, I've got a little recall for you coming your way, 1.1 million on the second hour. And I've also got a recall that's very small but very, very dangerous, and it could turn into a pretty, pretty big thing. Really could. So stay tuned for that recall. Bluetooth detect and unseen people in front of you, meaning that you can't see them, but your Bluetooth is going to tell you where they're at. Safe driving means that maybe we might, all of us might be able to get some, well, cheaper insurance, huh? Yeah, because we've got all these, what are they called? Well, they're called safety devices. Yeah, but first, I'm so excited to tell you that, in fact, here on Auto World, you're going to hear it for the very first time. First listen is what we call it here on Auto World. General Motors. You've heard of General Motors. Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. General Motors out of Detroit. They've partnered up with BrightDrop. I've talked about this before, BrightDrop in the van side, but now General Motors and BrightDrop's getting together as partners with also Kroger. Kroger grocery stores. Yes, where we get our food. To give all of us a brand new electric grocery cart. Huh? Yeah, you heard me. An electric grocery cart with General Motors under the hood. Yep, BrightDrop. And Kroger to be the first company to use BrightDrop's new Trace grocery system to streamline your order and fulfillment and the pickup for you to buy your groceries. Where? Online. They've been bringing them out with the COVID and all, you know. Some of you have been doing this, and you go up to the grocery store and you park in the parking lot, and they come out. A human comes out to give you your groceries. Well, maybe that's going to be changing with this. Yes, they have a pilot program happening right now, BrightDrop, General Motors, and, of course, Kroger. They're forming the company to be able to build this. And what it looks like, it looks kind of like basically the old copy fax machine. Big, huge copy machine that prints out the paper and stuff. It has drawers in it. It's a big, huge white type of box with drawers in it. It can turn multiple ways, of course. Now, online grocery is really happening. You take your app out, you order from your local store, you drive up, they tell you when, in fact, it's going to be ready to be picked up, the human comes out and gives you your groceries. Well, online grocery store shopping is growing big time. It's expected to reach $240 billion by 2025. $240 billion. Well, we have to eat. No different than we need electricity to electricity our cars, our EV cars, and gas to gasoline our cars. Yep. So General Motors, you're not going to see too much of a 454 big block under the hood, but you will see some electric motors, of course, underneath this electric type of BrightDrop's e-cart, they're going to call it, from Kroger. Now, Kroger's at this time, from what I understand, is the only grocery store that's going to be the guinea pig, I guess, on this. So if you're in an area that does not have a Kroger, I believe, isn't Kroger Fred Meyer also? I don't know. Maybe you folks might know. If you do, let me know. Let me know. Absolutely. First and foremost, BrightDrop is a wholly owned subsidiary company of General Motors, so you know that, first off. And this Kroger's, I understand, America's largest supermarket. Lots of food in there and all. So one big thing here is that battery electric delivery. Uh-huh. Grocery store. Shopping cart. Wow. Okay, why not? We're going to take a little short break, come back, we're going to take your calls, and Bluetooth to help you detect something that's out in front of you.
Who's going to tell you when? you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Pull that tent over. Pull that tent over. I got to give you a speeding tent ticket. Good to have you back, folks. Good to be here. Good to be back. Behind the silver microphone, as always, H, and every week. Thank you. I'm sitting actually in an umbrella tent with Eddie the Engine Emailer. Pretty close encounters here, isn't it, Eddie the Engine Emailer? Whew, you smell like tent, man. Woo! Yeah, hey, no, it's fun. It's fun to get the old camp vehicle out, and that's what we've been doing here on Auto World today, because camping season is kind of winding down, and been giving you a little bit of history and why not. Well, here's something. Where did the term camping originate? Established or make a camp in 1540s. From camp, yeah. Camped or camping or to live temporarily in tents or rude places of shelter. That was in 1610 is what they said back in that day. In modern times, often for health or pleasure. Camping out is attested from 1834, relax, health, or pleasure is what we turned it into. Why not? Glam camping, huh? Yeah. I'd love to hear your stories right here in Auto World about your camping adventures with mom or dad or your kids or your grandkids. 855-660-4261. With that, let's go to Illinois and talk to one of our charter members here, Trey. Hi, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Mark. Good to hear your
hey.
Voice.
Yeah, Trey, long time no hear, man. It's good to hear you.
Well, I got a camping question for you, my friend.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm looking at, back in the day, Volkswagen had a Rialte, and they partnered with Winnebago to make a little motorhome.
Yeah?
And my question to you is, on the reliability engine, they made a 2.8 gas engine. It was called a VR6. And I don't know the difference. They started off with a 12-valve engine, and then they changed it to a 24. Is there an advantage to a 12-valve over a 24, or vice versa?
Oh, well, good question, Trey. Now, are you camping right now? Are you sitting by the campfire?
No, I'm on the porch.
Oh, good.
I'm on the porch.
Well, then you're camping, man. All we need to do is start a little fire out there in the front off that porch, you know? Hey, you know, that's another thing. This just brought up my file bank here in the back of my head, Trey. I'm gonna do a little shout out here real quick. Have you heard of those? I don't want you to start a fire, by the way, in front of your porch. I don't want the porch burning down. I want you to enjoy that, enjoy the porch sitting. But did you see the smokeless fire drums we can buy now?
No,
seriously, I'm not. This is dead. Damn, dead serious for all of our listeners, Trey. You can go buy these. I'm not going to pronounce any brands, but everybody can Google it. You can literally buy a fireplace drum. Now, put real wood in it. Start it up. There's no smoke. So no. You remember how you had to play musical chairs when you're sitting around camping and you sit in the camp chairs and you know the smoke was in your eyes and you could never get away from it.
Yeah.
So anyway, you need to get one of those. Let me know when you buy one so we can sit around with those smokes. I'm dead serious. They're only like $250. Can you imagine how many I just sold? Hey, back to this Volkswagen Renault. You know what, Trey? I actually worked on the diesel models of those. They were like somebody, like Bigfoot squashed them. They were really low to the ground.
Okay.
And they were Winnebagos, absolutely. They were white with the Winnebago name on the side. Now, your question. Anyway, the diesels were a pretty, really good little motorhome, Class C style. That means the bed was up over the cab. You know, it looks like a normal type of van that you're driving. But
yeah.
Well, 24
these here, Mark. Yeah, these here are the gas. They're the gas type. And The problem that I'm reading about is that they were so heavy, a lot of the Volkswagen dealerships weren't able to work on them because they didn't have lifts big enough.
Right, to get them up in the air. Yeah. 12 valves versus 24 valves. And you're thinking which one would be more
efficient.
Which one would be more efficient?
Yeah, there's is there an advantage over one or the other?
Right, right. When you have more valves in a cylinder, it's going to get get more fuel or fuel vapor in there. Now, this is with diesel and or gas. It gets more valves you have on an engine, it gets more fuel in the combustion chamber faster.
Okay.
So, I can use... So, you're going to be quicker, faster, more efficient with more valves than you are with less valves. And here's a great example of that little mini that I was talking about that they're celebrating and bringing them back, two decades, all that. That one, you've got a lot of valves on that little four-cylinder. Now, just picture this. You've been in some cars that have their little bitty engines and they're turbocharged and they've got a lot of valves. 24 valves.
Okay.
But do they move pretty fast or what off the start?
Yeah.
They're quick. Yeah. They're quick. Now let's go back to, I've got a Chevrolet sitting right next to that Mini Cooper that's got 4-8 valves per cylinder. Let's just say 4 at this time. And then we're sitting next to a Chevrolet 350, one of the old 350 Chevrolets, with one intake valve and one exhaust valve. Who's going to be faster off the start? The more valves are going to be faster off the start.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it would probably
quicker,
have a
faster.
Little more torque.
A little more torque
as well.
Okay. Yeah, a little more torque. Higher RPMs. Higher RPMs. So you can be a little noisier.
Okay.
A little noisier. But a little more efficient too. And there's shorter the stroke on the valves too. They're shorter the stems on the valves are a little bit shorter. So, but again, with that, I want to highlight this too, Trey. I'm glad you bring it up because you're going to end up with a person that has more valves, under the hood. And there's a lot of Audi, of course. There's a Lexus. There's a lot of brands that's got more than two valves in each cylinder, but more carbon buildup. Big time, carbon. See, you got to drop that fuel injector cleaner in there. I've been talking about all the time, but yeah, are you looking at maybe buying one of these Renault, Winnebago, Volkswagen units?
They're going, but they're selling for list price. I mean, if they were $45,000 in 2005, they're still selling for $45,000.
Oh yeah, yeah. Used one's probably $55,000. Yeah. Hey Trey, thank you.
Yeah.
Good
thank
to be
you,
have
as
you.
Always.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show live, Trey. Appreciate it. One of our great charter members. Thanks, Trey. Enjoy. Boy, fireplace right outside that deck that he's sitting on. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
A manhunt is underway for a gunman who shot three people at an amusement park in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Three people, including a juvenile male, were hit after an altercation between two groups of teenage males at the Kennywood Amusement Park. The park said in a statement that it is, quote, working with local law enforcement. A state of emergency has been extended in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is expected to strengthen before reaching the state Monday. North Korea fired a ballistic missile towards the sea off its east coast on Sunday. The launch comes after the arrival of the nuclear-powered American aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan in South Korea and Seoul this week by Vice President Kamala Harris. This is USA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Singers out there. Good to have you along. Hey, thanks for singing along. Appreciate it. Sitting along here in like Trey is in the rocking chair and sitting back and relaxing and looking out in that beautiful view wherever you might be. Great to have you along. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. Every week, it's a pleasure to have you here. And again, each week is 3 hours of Auto World. Little reminder there. And for the folks that only get 1 hour of Auto World, don't forget that you can always holler at your radio station and email them or call them and say you'd like to listen to more of Auto World. And that's the easiest thing to do. Absolutely. They can get a hold of me then, and they will. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and we'll make it happen. And if it doesn't happen, then hey, we tried. You tried. Thank you. Appreciate it. And a lot of you've been doing that. We're growing, and that's the main key. There is growing to help more and more people with their Auto World, and that's why I'm here. Over 45 years, master certified master technician, touching and tasting and literally feeling and helping you with your cars here in the local area where I'm broadcasting from, Boise, Idaho. And I feel like I just got back from Chicago, a little Detroit there too, and traveled in my life many times. And something's wrong with me, I'm telling you. I can't drive down a highway. The wife has to say, would you just shut up? That means I'm telling her, oh, that's a year making model and the color and that came from. And, I love it. That's what I live for. And for you folks that are trying to figure out how to get another hour of Auto World, just go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. You can always Google myself, Auto World Mark Evans, and then you can see the podcast too. So, with that, we do have a lot of electricity here. Oh, yeah, I plugged it in. That means I got a lot of power. Absolutely. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little camping history on the third hour. Yep. And I've got a little small recall also, the third hour. Alexa, do you have an Alexa? We're going to talk a little bit about what Alexa's up to. That's that Amazon round dome thing that you might have on the counter there. You might be listening to me on it right now. So that's what it's all about. Yep, and it's a song, too. I think that's what it's all about. Anyway, good to have you along. Number, 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com with that. Let's go to a fresh email. It came in from Jason. And Jason, let's see, he does not say where he's... This is live email here from Jason. He says, having some overheating issues. Oh, by the way, Jason, I don't know where Jason's listening to us from. That's okay. He didn't put that on there, but it's all about listening, and that's where it's at. That's what it's all about. Jason says, having some overheating issues in my 1956 Chevy 210 Delray. Oh, what color is that, Jason? Was thinking of a new radiator. It has a downflow aluminum radiator in it now. Was thinking about going to a cross-flow radiator. What are your thoughts on that? Thanks. Jason, thank you. Definitely. We want to keep the old cars on the road, keep them alive, be a good caretaker to them, and that way you're out there, and I'm looking at you and seeing you driving it, going, oh, look at that car. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Well, Jason, absolutely downflow. No. No more downflow. And I know you spent some big money on it, aluminum radiator. You have to go to the cross-flow radiator. And let me kind of explain that to some folks that are wondering, what's the difference? Well, downflow radiator, actually, hot is on the top of the radiator. It forces the heat, like where the radiator cap is, it's downflow. It flows the water coolant from the top of the radiator down. So it's hot on the top, goes cool on the bottom. And the transfer tubes and fins, the cross-flow radiator is so much better. That's what's in the modern vehicles, Jason, is the cross-flow. And that means that it's the coolant enters the inlet, which would be on the top, but half, how can I say this? It moves from the left to the right, the heat, the hot. So you have shorter. With a cross-flow radiator, you actually end up having a shorter and thicker radiator, which means more cooling. And the heat, the coolant, the hot part of that coolant starts at the left side and goes to the right side and then exits. So it actually has more time for the air to go through it to help cool the coolant, the antifreeze that's in there. That's why you want a cross flow. Now, the old cars absolutely did have a downflow radiator, and they do still sell them. As you say, Jason, you probably bought this aluminum radiator because it did not have an aluminum radiator in that 56 210 Delray, from back in that day. So cross flow is the best, and then, of course, whenever your electric fan turns on, kicks on, then it's going to draw the air through there, and it has more time to get through that shorter, squattier, and thicker radiator, cross flow radiator to keep it cooler. And also, on the cross-flow, the radiator cap could be a low pressure cap. See, we don't want... The higher the pressure you have in your system, the slower the coolant moves. If that makes sense. I hope it does. And so most of our radiator caps, a lot of us don't even have radiator caps on the new cars. A lot of you have the plastic burp bottles over there on the right or the left. It's got a plastic cap on it. It has no pressure in it. You're like, okay, it's empty. I need to put more coolant in there. So you're dealing with that. No systems have a bleeder valve. You have to be careful. You got to know what you're doing there to bleed the air out of the system up to operating temperatures, and it takes some time. It takes some time to get that to bleed correctly. But back to Jason's question is get rid of the downflow, and you might be able, if you just bought that from like Summit or Jegs, Jason, seriously, I've done this. where they will return it. If it's not dented and smashed, yes, it has coolant in it, but drain it out, clean it out. They'll take it back and transfer it. Trade him for a cross-flow radiator, but that's what you want is a cross-flow. And then we want to get you cool, so get a cross-flow, and then also you have an electric fan. There's many ways of electric fans that we can put on the aftermarket radiators. You can get the dual electric fans, and you put them on the inside. You can't see them. When you look through the grill, you don't see any fan at all. All you see is the AC condenser if you've got air conditioning, or you don't have air conditioning. You see the cross-flow radiator looking pretty because it's aluminum. The best thing that I found out building hot rods, street rods, and having them myself is that I get rid of the dual. I don't buy the dual electric fans and put them on the inside. I buy one huge electric fan and put it on the outside, and yes, it is painted to match, so you don't see the black, dull-looking, flat, black electric fan out there when you're in the car show or anywhere else. It blends right in. So they're designed to push, and by the way, so when they turn on, you have one fan going, you know, very fast, winding up, pushing through there, pushing that air right through that radiator, right at that engine too, by the way. Not two electric ones that are wrapped up at high RPMs making so much noise I can't hear my radio, the stereo. So, one big fan out front, one sensor to turn it on and off, turns on at certain degrees, you turn it on and go. Now, here's an example of that electric fan that's been out there for years that I'll just say it the way it is. BMW figured it out years ago. They put one electric fan on a lot of their cars out in front of the radiators, one big fan. BMW X5 is one of them. It works. See, when that fan's not turned on, Jason, the wind going down the road spins the fan automatically. Ah, stay cool, my friend. Thank you, Jason. Send me back an email. I'd like to send you a gift package. Keep you cool. No blown head gaskets. Hey, we'll be right back. Bluetooth coming your way. A recall, too? Yep.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I dropped my tent. It was in the middle of the road. I got to get it. Oh, welcome back into the camping tent studio today. Smells like a little canvas here, a little firewood now. The crew got a little bit of firewood. They said, what's this smokeless fire pit I'm talking about? And I said, yeah, it's got like a turbocharged two double walls, guys. It's got holes around the hanging, and there's zero smoke. Works real well. Might have to get one of those. Don't have one. Anyway, welcome back in. Who needs the smoke in your eyes, huh, when you're camping? Roasting those marshmallows, hot dogs, camping. Love to hear your camping stories. I really would. The stories of all stories, you know, with your kids and your grandma and grandpa maybe taking you, and how did it start for you, and what kind of motorhome and camper you have, and what you're looking at maybe purchasing. Like Trey there from Southern Illinois, looking at one that's, I think Trey said 45 G's. Or 1,000, whichever, however you want to look at it there. Ooh, love to hear your stories. At autoworldradio@yahoo.com, that's the email. You can Facebook message me. My name, of course, is Mark Evans. Head on over to Instagram account, Auto World Media, and keep up with us there. Take the jet boat ride that we've got there, by the way, that I was on. I videoed it so you could do a jet boat ride with me. And, you know, that's one thing. They don't have Bluetooth down in the canyons in the jet boats, do they? No, they do not. But we do have Bluetooth in our automobiles, and Ford is using Bluetooth now technology to detect unseen pedestrians. They are. Yeah. They announced it. They announced it along with Ohio State University, T-Mobile, and Tomb Software. They'll be taking the Bluetooth technology and smartphone a step further, my friends, to warn drivers, pedestrians, bicyclists that are hidden from your direct view. You can't see them. The concept would be a smartphone app that uses Bluetooth, low energy, BLE, messaging to inform a pedestrian's distance to the driver using audio alerts. Yep. Newer Ford vehicles already with Ford Copilot 360 technology, they can detect and help warn drivers of pedestrians, bicycles, scooter riders, and other things that you can't, you know, that are out there. And even apply brakes if drivers do not, like us, respond in time. Yeah. But this one takes it to the next level. Yeah. See, Bluetooth, unseen. You can't see it. See, according, so that means that Ford is taking it using the Bluetooth. So when you're driving, you don't see a deer, a walker, a child, a ball, moving object. You can't see it, but it's getting ready to cross. Boom. Bluetooth takes over, helps you stop the car quick. See, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, traffic fatalities have gone up 13% in 2021 compared to 2022. Ford is hoping that this new technology will help bring those numbers way, way down. I hope so. And, you know, I guess you could say calling this Ford technology with the Bluetooth futuristic and seeing into the future, because we can't see unseen pedestrians, bicyclers, kids, but this Bluetooth technology they're working on can. I think that's a, well, a tip of the hat and a salute and some applause. Thank you. Now, that does not mean that you don't need to, no nodding off at the wheel. Please, no nodding off the wheel. Okay? You still have to drive your car. That's why you bought the car, in order to drive the car. That's what it's all about. The excitement of driving the car. But if we can be safer, why not be safer? Thank you, Ford. Yes. Okay, I promise you, got a little problemo here again. National Traffic Highway, well, the NHTSA, orders Tesla to recall 1.1 million vehicles. Again. Now, this is all, the issue is with the automatic reversal system on the vehicles. 1.1 million vehicles at this time. The automatic reversal system on the vehicles. Have you had problems with yours? Trey, I know you've got one. I don't know if you've had a problem with your automatic reversal system or not. The windows may not reverse in direction as quickly as they should. Between the window and the window frame, and you're thinking that, you're thinking the reversal of the car. No, these are the windows. We do not want to cut off any fingers. We don't want any arms, children in the back seat, front seat. They won't reverse. So as you push that automatic, we take that for granted today. You push the button. I've got a car that's got that. You touch the button and the window goes automatically down, full throttle, and or up, full throttle. Well, Tesla's got 1.1 million vehicles across its four model lines, all four model lines, and it's the window reversal system that's not working. It's not reversing. It's just going to keep going up. That's not good. So here's the recall, and it concerns these models. Model 3 cars from 2017 to 2022, Model Y cars from 2020 to 2021, as well as a Model S, as well as a Model X vehicles from 2021 to 2022. And they're working on it to get it fixed. Of course, as you know, they'll get it fixed, but the NHTSA is saying, now, stop, right now, get it fixed. So, again, that's a recall. So, again, Tesla owners, Trey, everybody, please do get it in there. And recalls are free, so don't forget about that. And and truthfully, I think overall 1.1 million really, yeah, that's a lot, but that's what they found at this point. So there might be even more out there, but heck, Tesla sells what, 450,000 plus every quarter of their just one model. So they're, that kind of gives you an idea. So once, if you have a problem, all I want to point out here, recall-wise, if you have a problem with your car, your truck, get into the dealer, tell them about it. And if you don't want to go into the dealer, just call them and tell them. Like this window, I touched the button and or have you ever tried to see if your safety device is reversing your windows on your Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, Audi, Lexus, all the brands, all of them. How would you test it? Not with your fingers. Get a bike inner tube, a rubber inner tube. Just get one of those. Go to the bike shop. Go to one of the big box stores. Buy a rubber inner tube. Put the window down. put the throw the inner tube halfway outside and halfway in the car, and then hit the automatic button to go up and see if that Audi, that Lexus, that Dodge, that Chrysler, whatever brand you might be driving, when that goes all the way up and that hits that rubber tube up against, does it cut it off and take that inner tube inside the channel, or does it reverse? Let's find out. You might even have that problem with a brand that has nothing to do with Tesla. I don't know. Let's find that out. I haven't tried it, but I'm going to now. Thank you, Tesla, for the refresh reminder that we always need to make sure that our cars are working correctly, you know, even in the window area. Absolutely. Coming up again, a little fresh reminder. We've got, that's recall for the second hour. The third hour, you can go to GCNLive.com. Please do, GCNLive.com. If you're our great Auto World affiliate, does not carry our show. The third hour, GCNLive.com. And absolutely do that. We've got some camping history coming up. But Alexa, do you have an Alexa at home that you're always talking to? Alexa, play Auto World. Do you say that to it? Well, Alexa is now running your car, so stay tuned for that. And a 6-square-mile plot is now being built on. 6-mile square plot is now being built on, so stay tuned for that. And I also have the word with Mark at the very end of the third hour, but I also have another little small recall for you. And this is a small recall that really doesn't make sense why this would even be here with us today, but it is. Appreciate you joining me right here on Auto World. I want all of you to drive safe, motor on, and I'll see you on the third hour.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set us bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.